On the vigil of the Feast of the Assumption, she was walking up the hundreds of steps to the Basilica of Santa Maria de Araceli, one of the most famous and beautiful churches in Rome that holds the relics of Saint Helen herself. And she saw ahead of her someone that she had not seen in over a year because she was dead, and she could not believe her eyes. She waited for her and finally saw her at the door, and she revealed to her there are thousands of souls in purgatory all throughout Rome right now, although you cannot see them. This and many other stories that showcases the incredible power of Our Lady, the power that she has through the scapular, and a firsthand account of a soul in purgatory being delivered, what it felt like for them to be delivered from purgatory by Our Lady herself. This and more in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this first story comes to us from Saint Peter Damian. He was an incredible saint who lived over 1,000 years ago. Even as a young child, he loved the souls in purgatory. He was given a small coin and he was starving. He could have used it for bread. He should have used it for bread. Instead, he had masses offered for his parents. That began his purgatory love journey. And then later on, he had so many stories that he compiled a small booklet of all of these purgatory apparitions that he himself saw. Where that booklet is and how to find it and buy it, I don't know, but perhaps if you speak Italian, you can find this. But now let's get to this one story that showcases Our Lady's intercession. In one story, St. Peter Damian narrates that on the Solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, each year thousands of souls were liberated from purgatory. As proof of this, he reported what happened in Rome in those years. At that time, on the night preceding the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, it was still customary for the faithful to visit various churches walking in procession and carrying lit torches in their hands. During one of these nocturnal processions going up to Santa Maria in Araceli on the Capitoloni, a lady suddenly saw before her in the church her deceased godmother, who died 1 year before. To assure herself whether it was truly her or if it was simply an illusion, the lady decided to wait at the door of the church for the person who had appeared to her. Indeed, after a while, this person also exited the door completely disturbed. The lady approached her and, after taking her aside, asked her whether she was her godmother Marozia. "Yes," answered the deceased, "it's really me." Therefore, the lady replied, "But how is it possible, since you are by now dead for several months? How can you be now again among the living?" The deceased responded, "Until now, I have been immersed in a terrible fire as chastisement because as a youth, I was very vain. But today, the Blessed Queen of the World has descended to us and has rescued me and many others out of the flames of purgatory on the occasion of her feast that is celebrated by the church. The Blessed Mother repeats every year this miracle of mercy. In thanksgiving for this grace, we visit on this night her shrines. Although only I have appeared just to you, know nevertheless that we are here in a great number to prove that all I tell you is the truth. Know that 1 year from now, that is the next Solemnity of Our Lady's Assumption, you will die. If after this day, what I told you will not be realized, you will be able to think that it was all an illusion and a deception." St. Peter Damian declared that from that instant, the lady prepared herself to die well with prayers, mortifications, and penances. And indeed, on the vigil of the Solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, a serious illness afflicted her and she died on the following day. Now, that was a story that was compiled by St. Carlo Acutis, but in another version, in a separate book, it says this: St. Peter Damian relates that a certain woman called Marozia appeared after death to her godmother and said that on the Feast of the Assumption, Our Blessed Lady delivered her from purgatory together with a multitude of souls which exceeded in number the inhabitants of Rome. 1,000 years ago, the inhabitants in Rome, the population of Rome had been upwards of 1 million, but because of several things happening around the year 1000, it dropped down to about 20 to 30,000. So we can estimate easily 50, 60,000 souls in purgatory in procession, visiting the shrines of Our Lady on the Feast of Our Lady. Wouldn't that be amazing to see that? Now, you know, if you're ever on any Feast of Our Lady, go to her shrines. Souls in purgatory will be there in the hundreds of thousands praying with you, being delivered into heaven. So in fact, perhaps they're no longer souls in purgatory. They're now souls ascending into heaven. And Our Lady has unbelievable intercessory power for the souls in purgatory. So whenever you pray for the souls in purgatory, you should ask and pray with her. and be one of her devotees. Now listen to some other testimonies about her incredible power. Our Lady said once to St. Bridget, "I am the mother of all the souls in purgatory, and the pains which they merit for the sins they had committed during life are, as long as they remain in that place of suffering, hourly mitigated in some measure by my prayers." Key words there, in some measure. First of all, imagine that you are in the waves of fire of purgatory, and that you know, we know here, but they know here in their hearts, that their suffering is being mitigated by the prayers of such a beautiful woman and queen. How can we increase that measure that she prays for us? Very simple. In the same way that we could increase the effectiveness of the Mass for us when we're in purgatory, by going to Mass more often, by celebrating more Masses for the souls in purgatory, but by loving Our Lady more, we give her more power to intercede for us now, and then especially in purgatory, where perhaps her intercessory power can immediately relieve you, because she is that powerful. But what is received according to the disposition of the receiver, a famous Latin line from St. Thomas Aquinas. Now, let's hear a little bit about her amazing power in the scapular. First of all, she appeared in a vision to Pope John the 22nd. And after this, he was the one who, at that time, it was a controversy, maybe even scandalous, the Sabbatine privilege. She was telling him, "Grant this privilege. This is what I want, that those that are wearing the scapular and live according to the decrees and the rules, I will deliver them on the Saturday after their death." This was so much the case that Doctor of the Church, St. Alphonsus Liguori, preached this all the time. Listen to what happened after his death. After the death of St. Alphonsus, there was a clamor for his canonization. He was already thought of as incredibly holy, especially because of the book, The Glories of Mary. When his body was solemnly exhumed, upon removal of the inner coffin covering his remains, a most remarkable sight met the eyes of the examiners. You want to hear what happened? No? I'm going to make you wait a few seconds. Practice a virtue of patience. Okay, I'll tell you. There in the coffin, where the body and episcopal robes had decomposed, the scapular lay incorrupt. Was it Mary's testimony to that most unusual statement in St. Alphonsus's famous book concerning the Sabbatine privilege of her scapular? Indeed, it was. Everything else had decomposed except the scapular. So you got to wear yours. Scapulars.com, my favorite place to get it. But one more thing that you need to hear firsthand. Can you imagine if you would be delivered from purgatory by Our Lady? See, usually it could be a guardian angel. Usually it could be St. Michael. I mean, come on. Who loses there? You're either delivered by your guardian angel, St. Michael, or Our Lady. Can you pick? I don't know. They're all amazing. But Our Lady, she's always the most beautiful. Listen to what it was like. The following lines, supposed to be written from heaven, may give some idea of the sentiments of a soul delivered from purgatory by our Blessed Lady. Now, in this, I want you to close your eyes and imagine what this is like. "I had been long in purgatory, slowly waved to and fro, the waves of living fire above, beneath, and around me. They penetrated my whole being, burning out the stains and remnants of my sins and purifying my whole nature. It was agony. Yet with what deep gratitude is not each pang endured? For the suffering soul knows it is thus brought nearer to Jesus and to heaven. It was a solemn feast of our Blessed Lady. The mighty waves of fire began to ebb away like the flow of a returning tide. Light, like no earthly light, lit up our gloom and dimmed the fiery flames. Bright angels passed me in procession. They were the guardian spirits of the souls in purgatory, hastening to present their clients to Mary, sovereign of this realm of purgation. I felt she would pass by my place of suffering. Would she lessen its duration? As Jesus wills, so wills Mary. And the poor souls in purgatory have no will but theirs. So I waited, patient yet hopeful, for the passage of the Queen of angels and of men. I have seen her on other festivals, and each time she had consoled me. Now, as she passed me, she paused. I cannot describe the wonderful beauty of her countenance. There is a mild, inexplicable grace in Mary. Her look is all mercy and gentleness, and her purity is betokened by the robes of shining light she wears. They seem woven of diamonds and pearls, and the tears she has wiped away. Her mild eyes were bent on me. She extended her hand and signed to my angel guardian, "Be that captive free." In an instant, I beheld myself stainless and free from all my bonds. My garment shone as rays of many colored lights. I joined the group of happy souls who followed the Mother of Mercy. We passed on in her train through the prison of the justice of God, and many others shared in the clemency of Mary. Then we left the halls of penance and passed from the depths of the earth toward the glorious center of the universe, the rest and dwelling of the sacred humanity of Jesus, the home called paradise. Far swifter than the light, we were borne toward it, and its mighty portals rose at our approach. The land of song, the land of beauty, the dwelling place of light, joy, and happiness appeared before me. Exiles of earth, breathe the choicest odors, listen to the sweetest sounds, rejoice in the deepest affections, view the most enchanting beauty, and in your heart shall awaken one faint touch of the thrilling sensations of heavenly life. May we one day experience the same. How, you ask? Love Our Lady and love her much, and you will have that experience one day. And we will share what it was like for you for all eternity. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, give thanks to Jesus and Mary. Support this channel. Hit the like button. Subscribe. Support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.